Everyone's talking about AI, right? Changing the world and all that. Like,
Yeah.
I saw this chatbot the other day. It was supposed to write a screenplay.
Okay.
And it was hilarious, like comically bad.
Wow.
So it got me thinking, maybe this whole AI revolution is a bit more complicated than just robots taking our jobs.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
We're in this really interesting phase where the hype around AI is huge,
Totally.
but the reality is a bit more, shall we say, under construction.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what else? There's no better example of that than what's going on over at IBM.
IBM.
Yeah,
Right.
remember back in May 2023 when their CEO, Arvind Krishna, made a headline saying he was betting big on AI. He even said he was planning to replace something like 700-800 back office jobs with AI over the next 5 years.
It was a bold statement.
Seriously.
And at the time, it seemed like a sign of things to come.
Right.
You have to remember, this was when everyone and their brother was jumping on the AI bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
IBM, with their history of innovation, probably wanted to solidify their position in this new AI-powered world.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It seems like IBM's AI isn't quite ready for prime time.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
In fact, their Watson X platform, which was supposed to be their secret weapon, is apparently lagging behind competitors like ChatGPT.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not just about Watson struggling to write a better screenplay than your chatbot. What
Yeah.
we're hearing is that it's having trouble with some pretty basic functions, which is a problem when you're trying to automate complex business processes.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. What's causing these limitations with Watsons? Is it a lack of data to learn from, or are the algorithms themselves flawed?
It's likely a combination of factors.
Okay.
Developing a sophisticated AI system is incredibly complex.
Yeah.
You need massive data sets, robust algorithms, and a deep understanding of the specific tasks you want the AI to perform. It seems like IBM, in their rush to be at the forefront of the AI revolution, might have stumbled in one or more of these areas.
So it's like they jumped on a train that wasn't quite ready to leave the station.
In a way, yes.
Okay.
And now they're feeling the pressure. Because while IBM was busy talking up their AI game, they were also making some interesting moves with their workforce, particularly their developers.
Ah, yes. This whole replace experienced programmers with junior staff and AI tools strategy didn't sit right with me from the start, to be honest.
Yeah, and for good reason.
Yeah.
It seems like they're trying to cut costs in the short term, but it could be a very risky gamble in the long run.
Right.
Replacing seasoned programmers with less experienced staff, hoping AI can bridge the gap, is like removing the foundation of your house and expecting it to stand up just as strong.
Right. Yeah. It's like they're saying, we'll just swap out the expensive experts
Yeah.
for some eager newbies, sprinkle in some AI magic, and everything will be fine.
Right.
But software development,
Exactly.
it isn't exactly known for being simple or predictable,
Right.
hey?
You're absolutely right.
Right.
Building and maintaining complex software
Yeah.
requires a deep understanding of coding principles, system architecture, problem solving.
Yeah.
You can't just automate that overnight, no matter how advanced your AI is.
Okay.
And this gets us to another crucial point,
Okay.
the global shortage of skilled software engineers.
Oh, yeah. You're preaching to the choir here. I tried to find a decent programmer
Really?
for a personal project a while back, and it was like trying to find a unicorn that could also do taxes.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's a real issue, and it directly contradicts IBM's strategy.
Okay.
Experienced developers are in higher demand than ever,
Right.
and the talent pool is only shrinking as people retire faster than new programmers enter the field.
So not only is IBM potentially jeopardizing its own software development capabilities,
Right?
but it's also contributing to a bigger problem in the tech industry.
Precisely. And this brings us to a critical question about the human cost of this whole AI revolution.
Yeah.
What happens to those experienced workers who are deemed obsolete by these new technologies?
It's something we have to talk about. I
Yeah.
mean, we can't just ignore the human side of this technological shift.
Right.
What are your thoughts on this?
We need to be having serious conversations about upskilling and retraining programs.
Okay.
And companies like IBM, who are leading this AI charge,
Yeah.
have a responsibility to be at the forefront of these efforts.
So instead of just replacing humans with AI,
Yeah.
it's about finding ways for humans and AI to work together effectively.
Exactly.
Okay.
Imagine a world where AI tools assist experienced developers, making them even more efficient.
Okay.
And allowing them to tackle even more complex challenges.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, those same tools could be used to train and upskill junior developers, accelerating their learning and helping them gain valuable experience.
That's a much more optimistic picture than just robots coming for our jobs.
It's not about eliminating jobs. It's about evolving them.
Yeah.
It's about creating a future where humans and AI collaborate, leveraging the strengths of both to drive innovation and progress.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about IBM specifically.
Sure.
But this isn't just an IBM problem, is it?
Right.
This whole situation feels like a glimpse into a much larger issue that we're all going to be grappling with as AI becomes more sophisticated. It's like IBM is a canary in the coal mine, right?
It's a wake-up call, for sure. Yeah. What's happening at IBM shows that a successful AI strategy isn't just about having the most advanced algorithms or the biggest data sets.
Right.
It's about understanding the limitations of AI, investing in the right talent, and being prepared to adapt as this technology evolves.
So what does this all mean for our listeners, the people navigating this rapidly changing world of work?
Yeah.
Any advice on how to not get left behind in the AI dust?
I think the key is to embrace a mindset of continuous learning.
Okay.
AI is going to continue to disrupt industries and create new opportunities.
Right.
The more we understand about AI,
yeah,
how it works, its limitations, and its potential, the better equipped we'll be to navigate those changes.
So brush up on your coding skills, maybe take a course on machine learning.
It couldn't hurt, but it's not just about technical skills.
Okay.
It's about cultivating adaptability, creativity,
right,
and critical thinking. Those uniquely human qualities that will become even more valuable in an AI-driven world.
So it's like, instead of fearing AI as the job-stealing monster,
yeah,
we should see it as a tool that, if used correctly, can actually help us unlock our full potential.
Exactly.
Right.
AI has the power to automate tedious tasks.
Yeah.
Analyze massive amounts of data,
right,
and even assist us in making more informed decisions.
Okay.
The challenge is to harness that power responsibly and ethically,
right,
ensuring that it benefits everyone, not just a select few.
That's a powerful thought to leave us with.
Yeah.
It's not just about the technology itself,
right,
but how we choose to use it.
And that choice, that responsibility, ultimately falls on all of us.
Well said.
Yeah.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI, IBM, and the future of work. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little inspiring.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep asking those tough questions and never stop learning.